I'm staying at DH Day Campground with my family, my uncle, aunt, and three cousins. They're visiting from New York.
You don't mind, Dad?
It's a perfect evening, in my opinion. Somewhat cool, sweater and socks weather. The sky is full of stars and the campground is quiet as we're sitting around the fire.
Okay, I'm gonna have to eat it like this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
DH Day has 88 sites, and they don't take reservations. It's first come, first serve. The campground seems popular. When my family arrived at 3 p.m., they snagged one of the last spots. No such luck for those who came later. At 9:30 at night, the campsite is full. I head to the ranger station to see if people are already lining up to try to get a spot tomorrow morning.
There's two cars parked outside the ranger station, and it looks like they could be lined up, waiting for a campsite tomorrow morning. It's hard to say because neither of the owners are in the car or anywhere to be found, but I'll check back in the morning. It's about 7:45 this morning, and I've walked up to the ranger station, and there are 16 cars lined up outside the station waiting for a spot.
Well, we're the fifth car in line, and we got here at like 5 a.m.
That's Zach Hills. He's waiting for a campsite with his three siblings. His younger sister is asleep in the front. Zach says when they started driving from Grand Rapids yesterday, they gave the campground a call.
They said there was a couple sites available, so we sped up a little bit, and we called again when we were half an hour away, and all the sites were full, so we didn't make it.
Now they're trying again today, hoping to get a site. Park Ranger Sandy Loveland says the line is pretty tame this morning. Other times this summer, she's had more than 30 cars lined up.
We've come in and people are sleeping on top of their cars. I've had people here last week. They were making bacon and eggs, offered me a sandwich at the back of the van with their little propane stove. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I would like to welcome you all.
At 8 o'clock this morning, Sandy's giving her spiel to 16 cars worth of campers all at once. She works to make it enjoyable.
My famous joke for the month of August, okay? Two termites walk into a bar, okay? Termites look around. One termite says to the other, huh, is the bartender?
The jokes are fun, but no one likes waiting in line. Sandy says her ideal solution would be for the national park to build more campsites. Meredith Bauman says the park hasn't considered that. She's chief of interpretation and visitor services at the park.
You know, you don't want to create a bigger footprint on the landscape than you have to. So that's one of the challenges for the National Park Service, is that we're trying to preserve the land, and that's our foremost mission.
Bauman says one thing park officials have considered is making some sites reservable, not just first come, first serve. And she says they'll consider that again. Ultimately, people are still showing up. They want to camp there. Lines or not. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.